Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. How much easier would it make your success journey of turning your dreams into reality? How much easier would it make it if you knew that there were specific times when you were going to be challenged, when problems were going to show up, when you were going to feel flooded with emotions of, I can't do this, and the doubt and the fear, or maybe the anger that you were even put into this situation of trying to move forward against all of your past programming and pain? Would it make it easier? Now, for me, the answer is going to be yes. So we're going to talk about danger days as well as borrowing trouble. But let's start with the danger days. When I'm working with a client, I let them know that it takes 91 days for an identity upgrade. This is not just your habits. This is who you are. See, it takes approximately 3 weeks for you to get the actions going. But it takes about 64 days for a habit. But you have habits that only come around every once in a while. Think about how you act when it's around the holidays and some of the things you do there. So you can have a habit and it's not triggered all the time. But your identity is, and it takes 3 months, 13 weeks, 91 days for that identity to take place. It also takes 91 days to begin to see the full results of what you've been working on. So what you're having today is a result of what you started doing 3 months ago. So it takes 91 days for that identity upgrade and to begin to experience what you can really have in life and going after your dreams. But there are going to be times when you're going to be challenged, those danger days. First set is the 72 hours after you make a decision, what I call a destiny decision, because destiny decisions are always backed with action. I invested in a workout program yesterday. I had been looking at it and actually decided to do it a couple of weeks ago. We're working with a mentor and doing some different things for my health and fitness, but I didn't take the action and engage in the program until yesterday. So yesterday was my destiny decision day because I took the action. So made the decision, backed it up with action. The subconscious must say that or experience that there's forward movement. Or if there's not, then because it's always looking at moving someplace, it's going to move you backwards. So the first 72 hours after a destiny decision has been acted upon, you're going to have some ups and downs. You're going to have a roller coaster. Should I have done that? What if this doesn't work out? What if this is like everything else that I've done in the past? And that this is because the subconscious mind wants to know, where is it supposed to invest your energy? Is it going to be moving forward into an experience it hasn't had before? And the subconscious mind only understands the past and the present. It has no concept of the future. So this is where your conscious mind, the part of you that you use to make choices, discernments, analyzations, this is when the conscious mind needs to come in for those first 72 hours and go, yes, that this is the goal we're going after. This is the target. So expect that after the first 72 hours is the subconscious is actually going to rely on the part of you that has your willpower and say, willpower, what are we focusing on? See, it's not the job of your willpower to take the action and make things happen. That's the subconscious. The job of your willpower is to hold the focus of where it is you're going. The subconscious will follow through. So use your willpower, hold that focus. Then after the 72 hours, things are going to be evening out. And then days 6 through 10, it's going to be the same thing. Should we be doing this? And let me notice all the things in our environment that are not supporting us. For the first 72 hours, you're going to question yourself. That next group, days 6 to 10, you're going to be questioning your environment because you do need a support system. What you have in your life up to this point has been designed in such a way to make life easier for others. And so now that your subconscious is going to be going, okay, what are they going to do for us? Where are the gaps? And this is where you begin to realize that you've got pieces missing. This is why if you try to do it solely on your own, that identity upgrade, you're not going to get very far because you have to have what's known as an authority figure who does transfer of authority. This is someone that is assisting you with a system that they can then hand you and say, here's your first step, here's your second step, here's your third step. So not just talking about it and letting you come up with your own conclusions. I love talk therapy, been in it myself, but you're not being handed a system, which is the reason why it can take so long for upgrades, because you're having to figure it all out on your own. So working with a coach, with a mentor, with a guide that has what's known as a signature system that they can then pass to you. This is what I'm doing for you right now, is I am empowering you with one piece of a system. Okay, so days 6 to 10, you need to start looking at what needs to be in place to support you. Then right around the 3-week mark, this is when emotional optimization takes place. It changes out from emotional dysregulation. This simply means that you go from being overwhelmed and flooded by those emotions to actually riding those waves, because the fear, the anxiety, the upset, the anger, it's not going to go away. It needs to be transformed. It needs to be upgraded. And that's going to happen right around the 3-week mark. But it's going to show up pretty strong to where you're going to be going, what? Wait, I thought I was doing fine up to this point. And now all of a sudden, what the heck happened? It's like somebody opened up the floodgates. Okay. That's because your subconscious mind is learning how to handle greater amounts of emotional energy. It's the electricity that runs your subconscious. But your subconscious says that it must go by the law of like creates like. So if you're dealing with a lot of anger that has not been upgraded to say, oh, anger is very useful. It lets you know where boundaries are either missing or are being repeatedly violated. Anger shows up when there is punishment, whether you're being punished or you're feeling like you need to punish someone else instead of consequences. you're getting flooded with anger. Or maybe it's the sadness. It's the grief over losing a dream. It's understanding that there are some people in your environment that they can't go any further with you. And you need to allow yourself to go through those five stages. Or could it be the situational depression, to where you feel like nothing is working because things are breaking down for you to decide how to reform them? The system that you've been working on up to this point was not a system that was designed around your unique brilliance and what's magnificent about you. Instead, it was handed to you by people in authority when you were younger, not based on you being your very best, but based on who they needed you to be for them to be okay. And so you've got a breakdown of the system, not because life is going wrong, but it's actually going right, which is the reason why you want to be able to work with a mentor that understands what to expect during these times. So that's what can happen when you're being emotionally flooded. It's things that can rise you up when you're on top of the waves instead of underneath them. So that's going to happen right around the 3-week mark. Then you have the 6 to 8 week mark. This is the time when you will typically backslide heavily with self-sabotage. I see it happen where clients forget that they had an appointment and don't show up. There is coursework that they have to do that's pretty involved in the second month that we work together, if they decide that they're going to do something long term, and it will be, I forgot my homework. You know, that old excuse, the dog ate my homework, right? So a variety of things can show up at this point, and they're like, oh, how can I be doing this to myself? Well, you're not really doing it to yourself. Your subconscious mind is testing you, saying not, can you be perfect? Because we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for progress. It's saying, can you recover if we have a challenge? Are you able to get back on the path? Can we keep moving forward even though we've slid back? And the answer is yes, because you have somebody keeping you accountable. And then the final time to be aware of when you're going to have challenges is right around that 3-month mark, the 91 days, the 13 weeks. And this is when it can feel like things are falling apart, or maybe you're backsliding into sabotage, or it could be a variety of things. All of a sudden you have a big crisis in your life. Now, why would it take place right around this time? Because your subconscious is saying, are you sure that this is the identity that you want to have? Because it goes back to what it knows. And that's the identity from your painful past. So is this really how you want to move forward? And it is at this point you want to start asking yourself the question, do I want to keep focusing on trying to fix who I am based on my painful past? Or is it about time I moved in to my brilliant future that is pulling me forward? You know, how much time and energy and focus and action do you continually take trying to break the bonds of the past, those chains that are holding you back? Because it's right around the 13-week mark, those 90 days, where they're broken. And you step into who you really are, and you go to that next level. Okay, so those are your danger days. I told you we would do one other thing, which is borrowing trouble. And borrowing trouble is a psychological concept that just says you need to put yourself into the future, and you need to say, during these times, how do I think I'll screw up? And you want to have an outline of how you're going to address that challenge and then get back on track and start moving forward again. Here's what's interesting. How you think you're going to screw up or how life is going to show up in a way that is going to hurt you is probably not what's going to happen. But it doesn't matter because the subconscious has already been primed that there would be a problem. And the whole idea was to say, this is how I can continue to move forward, even though I'm being challenged. So it's not that you've planned for a certain scenario and that's not what happened. It was something else that caught you completely off guard because, yeah, that's typically how life works. No, it's not that at all. When you borrow trouble, you're simply training your subconscious that, yes, there are going to be times when it seems like everything's falling apart, when the world is coming against you, and you're not quite sure how you're going to keep moving forward. But that's okay, because you've planned for it, and it doesn't matter what life throws in your way, you're going to use that obstacle as a stepping stone to your success. But before you can do any of this, you need to do two things. The first one is that younger you that is operating on that signature system that was given to you so you could make life okay for somebody else, she needs to be relieved of that agreement. She couldn't handle it then. She can't handle it now. So that younger you needs to be released from being triggered and having to show up in life that way. And then the wise you, it's what I call your wise woman, your goddess. She needs to be triggered. This is the part of you that holds all the knowledge of what it is that you've read, you've experienced, you've studied, you've been in the workshops, you've worked on with the coaches. She's put everything together and she is ready to move forward, but she can't because the leadership space that she needs to be in to guide you, to pull you into your destiny, well, that's already filled. It's filled by the younger you. Just trying to cope on a day-to-day basis and seems like is being continually triggered. So this is the reason why we have to relieve the younger you of fulfilling that position that she was never meant to be in. And we want to be able to give her a new experience in your life, which is finding out what she's passionate about, joy and enthusiasm, allowing her to take her place in that area of your life. And then your wise woman can step into leadership. In hypnosis, it's known as parts therapy for inner conflict resolution, because right now these two parts are fighting against each other and you're in the middle. And this is the reason why you actually feel like you're in the fight for your life sometimes, because you are. And it's not just what's going on the outside, it's what's happening on the inside. So that needs to take place so that you can begin to reveal the identity of who you really are. I would be honored if I could support you in that with a hypnosis session, with a follow-up coaching call, and with two bonuses of workshops to where I'm going to be teaching you a signature system. I'm going to be empowering you along that 91-day journey. Your investment in working with me in this package is $497. So reach out to me, 1-636-699-7791, 1-636-699-7791. And if for whatever reason we decide we're not a fit for each other, then what we can do is talk about who you would need to work with. I'll even give you the questions you should be asking other mentors whenever you interview them, because I want you to have what it is that you need to be able to reveal who you really are, whether that's with me or someone else. It's time for you to turn your brilliance and your magnificence into your everyday reality. So until we get together again, blessings on your journey.
I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.